Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
We're very happy that Ellie came out. We are set to see the situation, how they look. They look very hungry. They look like they suffered a lot, but we're happy.
Friends of Israeli hostages watched as Saturday's exchange played out on television, held at gunpoint and surrounded by armed and masked Hamas militants. Three Israeli hostages who appeared emaciated were paraded onto a stage in the Gaza Strip before their release on Saturday. One of the hostages, Ohad Ben-Ami, spoke on that stage standing between two armed gunmen. I plead, I am being released now because of a deal. The deal is because of negotiations. I plead that the second and third deals will be implemented this framework, that the war will be ended, and that us, all of the prisoners, will safely return home. Dozens of armed Hamas militants were deployed at the site in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza as the men were handed over to the International Committee of the Red Cross. In exchange, Israel released 183 Palestinian prisoners, including 18 serving life sentences and 111 detained in Gaza during the war, according to Hamas. A U.S. federal judge has temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive personal data, such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer issued the order early Saturday after 19 Democratic attorneys general sued President Donald Trump. The case alleges the Trump administration allowed Musk's team access to the U.S. Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. Musk's Department of Government Efficiency was created to discover and eliminate what the Trump administration has deemed to be wasteful government spending. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Leaders of Eastern and Southern African regional blocs met for an unprecedented joint summit on Saturday to find a solution to a conflict in Eastern Congo, where Rwandan-backed M23 rebels' rapid advance since January has fanned fears of a wider war.
The recent escalation of hostilities in Goma and the surrounding areas is a stark reminder of the increasing fragility the situation presents, and that only collective action to facilitate a negotiated solution will offer relief.
That was Kenyan President William Ruto. The first ever summit of both Eastern and Southern African blocs have so far been broadly divided over the conflict, with the Eastern bloc closer to Rwanda's call for dialogue and Southern countries backing Congo and angry over the deaths of peacekeepers. Rwanda rejects accusations that thousands of its troops are fighting alongside M23. U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba met at the White House on Friday, declaring a quote-unquote new golden age for U.S.-Japan ties. The visit came amid Trump's early foreign policy moves that have rattled allies and adversaries alike. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakuswara reports.
Many in Japan had been anxious about Shigeru Ishiba's visit Friday to the White House to meet President Donald Trump, but it appears the Prime Minister succeeded in building rapport. Ishiba lavished praise, saying he was inspired by Trump's undaunted spirit to win the election and fulfill his mission, even after an assassination attempt.
You're going to pursue your signature initiative of Make America Great Again, and also you will redouble your efforts to bring peace to the world. And that is why God saved you in that experience.
The pair declared a new golden age for U.S. and Japan. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
No European country should be dependent on Russia for anything.
European Commissioner for Energy and Housing, Dan Jorgensen, spoke at a press conference Saturday that announced Estonia, along with Latvia and Lithuania, disconnected itself from the Russian power grid on Saturday and will then instead join the continental European one.
I also want to say I like the light better when there's no Russian electrons involved.
The three staunch supporters of Kyiv stopped purchases of power from Russia following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, but had relied on the Russian grid to control frequencies and stabilize networks to avoid outages. Just hours after finding 10 people dead in western Alaska from one of the deadliest plane crashes in the state in 25 years, authorities are racing to recover the remains and the wreckage of the small commuter plane from unstable sea ice before expected high winds and snow. The plane crashed on its way to the hub community of Nome on Thursday afternoon, killing everyone on board. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.